You're listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, episode number 4, The Other F Word, and how your internal dialogue may be sabotaging your success in weight management, and the 3 keys to rapidly develop a new self-talk for success. I'm Sean Sally. Welcome to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. It is our happiness that wakes us up, heal what we feel, enliven what's been dormant, and lead us to ultimate health and wellness. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast. I am your host, Sean Sally, and before we dive into today's topic, I just wanted to give you a big, just a big shout out to you, the listeners, and to thank you, and for allowing me to share these tools and these applications that I've put together over the years to bring about health and wellness transformation. You know, it's really your interest in your own evolution and your own transformation of your health and wellness that I'm able to provide for you and to be of service, and really us co-creating together to bring about a shift, you know, not just in our physical bodies, but to show up in the world as the fullness of who we are, and as the light-filled, happy and secure and well-adjusted individuals. You know, that truly makes me feel like I'm serving my purpose, and I have to thank you for co-creating with me and allowing me to share some of these insights that I have gathered over the years. So thank you. So having said that, I have been listening lately to some friends and certainly clients who are struggling with, you know, issues of weight. And listen, I'm no stranger to this issue because after 2 babies, you know, I definitely struggled with postpartum weight. And if you haven't heard my other episodes, you know, I feel free to dive into my archives and listen to some of my past episodes about the struggles, you know, that I had, real, you know, hardship and real struggles that I had with weight management, right? So I'm not just talking about this, you know, from theory. I'm speaking about this from experience. And lately, what I'm hearing from friends and clients and just people, you know, in the community on my Facebook and Instagram, people are calling their physical bodies by a very derogatory name, and I'm putting a stop to it. Okay. So it's the other F word. Okay. It's the other F word name you call your body, and why this self-talk is sabotaging your health and wellness. This is the topic that we're diving deep into today. And the other F word is the name fat suit. I don't even like saying that word fat suit, and it literally makes me cringe. It's cringy. It really is. Fat suit. It's like, how dare you call this magnificent instrument that is your body such a derogatory name? First of all, it is precisely your deep structure communication with yourself that is actually preventing you from moving forward quickly in weight management and you know, on your path to health and wellness, because the reality is this: we can change a lot of the things on the surface, but, you know, and as you know, I know you know, There's so much information out there about what to eat, when to eat, how to eat. But with so much information, information alone, knowledge alone, really does not bring about change, right? And application has to be applied on the right, on the level that makes the most impact, right? So here's the reason why, you know, diets and whatnot will change your body, but only up to a certain level and only really quite just on the surface. And that's really kind of going about it the hard way, because you can change your diet and you can exercise, but you know, with a lot, and it's going to feel like a lot of effort, right? Because you're thinking about it all the time, and maybe you're obsessing about it constantly, and there's a lot of energy consumption in that type of engagement of wanting to change on a surface level, but you're not really leveraging what could really make an impact, and that is the internal, the deep structure communication you have with yourself. Okay, so what do I mean by your deep structure communication with yourself? Calling your body a fat suit is extremely derogatory, right? And when you call your body by a certain name that is derogatory, think of the relationship that you're actually forming with your body. Because what I'm saying is this. First of all, if you loved your body, you would not be calling it a derogatory name, right? So I know this sounds very basic and this sounds very obvious. Like, yeah, duh, no kidding, Sean, I know this already. But if you knew it, you'd apply it. So the fact that you're not applying it is because you may know it in theory, but you're not deeply putting it into your deep structure communication with yourself. Okay, so the quickest way to transform your body really is through love. And I talk about the significance of love and the power of words, because this internal dialogue that we have with ourselves, when you are calling yourself and your body by a certain name, and, you know, without quoting the Bible, because I'm not, you know, this is not a religious class, and I have no intentions of, you know, speaking about religion, but this actually goes beyond religion. We're talking about energy, and energy has no religion. So when we're talking about words and self-talk, and we're talking about in the beginning, there was the word, and the word was God. The word God is so loaded that we're just automatically like mixing it all up with religion. However twisted religion may have been for you, or if you are atheist, it doesn't really matter. What I am saying is, instead of the word God, think of the word love, because I think ultimately when we get to the heart of the meaning of what is true and good, really the only thing that remains is love. So when you think about the intention and the power of words, you'll understand that in the beginning there was the word, and the word was love. So when you're generating from a space of love, and really love is the most powerful energy there is. And this is why, you know, a lot of the times if you are embarking on a spiritual journey, you'll understand that love has a much higher frequency than the vibration of, you know, fear, anxiety, worry, doubt, disempowerment. In fact, David Hawkins was a scientist, and he created this emotional scale, and he was actually able to measure the frequency of these different emotions, and love really was the ultimate, right? Ultimate vibrational state that one can be in. So anything other than love that you are, any word other than the vibration of love that you're expressing as yourself, as your body, will first of all will demonstrate to you that is how you are actually perceiving your body, meaning that is you, that is the representation of the relationship that you have with your body, right? So what I mean by that is this: if you're calling yourself a fat suit, if you're calling your body a fat suit, that means you're actually not honoring and loving your body in ways that your body needs support for it to get to that level of health and wellness that it deserves. So I'm going to give you three quick keys, okay? And these are really powerful, they're simple but powerful keys that will transform your self-talk. Because you guys, if you do not transform from the inside out, it will not become a lifestyle. It will not be sustainable. And I'm giving you three major keys, okay, to transform your self-talk so that you develop a whole new relationship with your body. And that is when you will see the transformation, because that is exactly what worked for me. When I shifted my internal dialogue, meaning when I shifted my relationship with my body, it was in the transformation of the relationship that the body itself changed, okay? And we you know, I understand this. It's like it's such a physical world, and the physical dimension is so tangible, right? And it's so, you know, because it is so tangible, when we see the number on the scale go up and down, we're like, oh my God, we lost weight, or oh my God, we gained weight. But the reality is, you know, the true work that takes place may not be tangible, but just because it's not tangible does not mean the shift is not happening, okay? So I want you guys to be really clear and aware of this. So I'm going to give you three keys, okay? Three keys on how to stop calling yourself names, calling your body mean names like fat suit, and how your self-talk is sabotaging your health. And I'm going to give you three keys to help you transform the self-talk and develop a new deep structure of communication with yourself, okay? All right, so key number one, pay attention. Pay very close attention to how you talk to yourself and how you talk to other people about your body, okay? Just pay attention. Because, you know, first we need awareness. And the more you pay attention, the more you're going to realize, A, the frequency in which, you know, you may be degrading and condemning your own body. And then when you actually just come out and say it out loud and make that word a reality, you know, you may be talking to a friend and you may be calling your body a fat suit. Pay attention to what you're saying about your body, okay? Because every word you utter will add more energy to keep you in the current dynamic, right? To keep you in the current paradigm, right? So you may be calling yourself your body names, and you don't even know that you're adding more energy and more validity to that name, therefore keeping yourself and literally blocking your own way to weight loss and health and transformation, okay? So number one, pay attention. Key number one, pay attention. Key number two, listen. Listen intently on how you speak. Listen intently on how you speak internally and externally, okay? You're going to pay attention, right? You're going to listen. Pay attention and then listen, because you may be paying attention, but words are just going to come out anyway, because so much of what we think about, so much of that programming is on the subconscious that you don't even, you're not even aware of how often or to what degree you're actually condemning your body, okay? And the more you listen, the more you can bring awareness to it, then the more you give yourself power to change this deep structure communication with yourself, okay? So key number one, pay attention. Key number two, listen. Listen internally and externally. And key number three, okay, the quickest way to develop a new deep structure communication with yourself is to think of your body as an obedient servant. Okay, your body is an obedient servant. It hardly complains, hardly acts up. I mean, unless and until you absolutely mistreat it, your body's not going to give you your body has such a high threshold of taking pain and suffering on a physical and emotional level that it's a silent, obedient servant. So think about this, right? You have a silent, obedient servant that serves you 24/7. Okay. How are you going to treat that servant? Are you going to call it a fat suit? Are you going to call it any other derogatory names? Or can you actually see the magnificence of this machine that is your body that does so much for you, that breathes, that pumps blood, that digests food, that develops new cells, processes, eliminates, all without your active conscious doing, right? So much of this is just subconsciously done for you. So much of, you know, of all of these functions are happening even while you're sleeping. So understanding the power of your body and how much it works for you, and it works for you, you and you only. There's not another being on this planet that it works for. Think of your body from this perspective and develop a new deep structure and a new deep structure communication with your body. And that communication could be gratitude. So you get up, you see your body, and instead of automatically going into all the criticisms, pause for a minute. Think of all the magnificent things that your body has done for you. Okay, if you're doing this first thing in the morning, think of all the functions that your body has automatically, you know, put into place while you were sleeping. And wake up in the morning and just say thank you. Say thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for working hard for me. And I'm sorry I've been so hard on you. Just say thank you. And when you develop this new relationship with your body, you'll see how your body is going to in turn release a lot of the resistance that it doesn't need as a form of protection. That's when you can see true transformation take place rapidly and quickly. So, you know, you guys, I'm sharing this with you really from a very personal perspective, because this was the transformation that I had physically gone through. You know, this was a big part of my process in releasing all the resistance that allowed me to essentially cure myself of panic attacks without any external help, without any medication. And I'm not suggesting that, you know, all medication is bad. You know, sometimes if that's what you need, that's what you need. And you must do what is necessary for you to, you know, seek relief, seek help, seek healing. But, you know, medication really is a Band-Aid solution. It actually does not treat, it just takes care of the symptoms. It does not treat the cause, right? And changing your relationship with your body is one of the quickest way and one of the most profound and impactful way you can change your body for the better. Okay, so I would love to hear from you. If you have heard yourself call yourself your body names, you know, not such nice names. I'm curious. I want to hear from you, and I want to know If you can make a declaration, if you can declare to yourself and promise yourself and write it on a piece of paper, make it more powerful and say, from this point forward, I honor my body and I give it what it needs with love and gratitude, and watch your body transform right in front of your eyes. Thank you so much for listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. You can find me on Facebook at Shan Sally. That's Shan Sally. And you can also find me on Instagram at Shan Sally Health. That's Shan Sally Health. I would love to connect with you. Feel free to DM me on Facebook or Instagram, or leave me a message here on the Feminine Epicurean Podcast. Until next time.